And I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russian Foreign Minister lambasts the West, but barely mentions Ukraine in the UN speech. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
In his speech in New York, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov described the US and the West as self-interested defenders of a fading international order. Lavrov accused them of stoking conflict and dividing humanity into hostile blocs. He added, they're doing everything they can to prevent the formation of a genuine multipolar and just world order. However, the long-running foreign minister did not mention the ongoing Russian war in Ukraine. For a second year in a row, the General Assembly is taking place with no end to the war in sight. I'm Karen Chamas.
At the UN General Assembly meeting in New York, African leaders are relaying a unanimous message that their continent of more than 1.3 billion people is done being a, quote, victim of a post-World War order and must be recognized and partnered with as a global power in itself. Analysts say it is a sign that the continent is becoming more conscious of the impediments stifling its development. There's also a boldness that comes with the African Union's new seat at the G20, but domestic divisions and policy with national instead of regional focuses present challenges. Activists from community groups, far-left parties, and unions have held marches around France against racism and police brutality. The protests put authorities on edge at a time when French police are deployed en masse for a string of high-security events. Lingering anger over the killing by police of a 17-year-old in June was an impetus for Saturday's protests. They include a swath of groups with sweeping demands for social justice, some 30,000 police, and are working Saturday to keep order for a visit by Pope Francis to Marseille and at three Rugby World Cup matches.